Hey y'all, this week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind. They've got gorgeous templates and the ability to customize just about anything. You can make a beautiful website all by yourself, but if you get stuck, Squarespace has 24/7 award-winning customer support right there to help you out. So go to squarespace.com/read for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code READ to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Let them know The Read sent you. Now let's start the show.
Sometimes I give in to sadness, sometimes I don't.
Oh, no. Okay.
At times I'm part of the madness, sometimes I won't give in to you. You see the way I have been drifting down a river to nowhere, and you're giving me nothing. But if you're ready to be my everything, if you're ready to see it through this time, if you're ready for love, then
you better sing.
This I will bring, but I'm not gonna wait for you forever this time. La di da, ayo.
Come on, Ayo.
Sometimes I feel myself smiling, sometimes I'm not. Do, do, do.
Woo.
Hey, yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Okay. Let's get this shit over with. So, hey guys, I'm Fifi Dobson.
And I'm Hot Girl Crystal. I've been listening to that bitch nonstop. I can't help it.
This is The Read, guys.
We're back.
Welcome back to another week of madness.
That's right.
So let's not waste any time. Black excellence. Because I'm not going to be here for 3 hours this week.
Right.
I'm
no, not absolutely not. Definitely going to be less than two.
I don't even understand. Like, that shit gives me anxiety. When I saw that how long the episode was, I just sucked my teeth and went back to sleep. So this week, Ashley Williams is the lady to honor and to discuss. This woman just received her master's and a law degree at the same time from two different universities.
Oh.
Story goes, first of all, she went to Georgetown for undergrad.
Oh, okay, as one does.
And then she said, I was really interested in beginning a program that would allow me to build upon my undergraduate degree, love for politics, and allow me to continue working. I knew I needed to grow. And so she went to George Washington University in D.C. Mm-hmm. for the political management degree.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
While working at the State Department as a special advisor and director of special projects to the U.S. ambassador at large for global women's issues.
Oh, my God.
So, like, already juggling two bad bitch things. Right.
How do you go to school and have that kind of job?
So she was able to do, like, an online program where she can go to class, like, physically when her schedule permits.
Right. Okay.
So then not long after that, she was like, all right, so I've been doing this, or I have been knowing that I'm going to get this law degree since high school. So after those two pieces were in place, she was like, boom, next.
And now it's time, girl. It's time, bitch.
So I think I read that she like was rejected from a couple places like during two different admission cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And then got great news from the University of Pennsylvania, just because, sure, you know, just small school,
never heard of it, maybe.
So about a year after starting her master's degree, is then in law school and working.
Wow.
Trying to juggle both of those two things, probably crying.
Right.
And, you know.
Meanwhile, I'm overwhelmed all the time.
The magic that black women just have at birth, I suppose.
Because that is incredible.
And now here we are. She got her master's degree from George Washington University on May 18th. And on the 20th, she received her JD. And so,
congratulations.
Can you stop her? No.
No, you absolutely
Mind
cannot.
You, also finished the master's while she was studying abroad in Tokyo, just because.
Oh, okay. You
there
left
for
that
3 months.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? Working or studying at the Japanese Supreme Court or some shit. I mean.
So you just speak Japanese as well, sis? What?
Annalise Keating is simply shaking. Like, that's like, there's okay. Nothing you can do. So,
konnichiwa to you too, bitch.
Ashley Williams, know her name, touch them of her garment.
That's
be
right.
That's how that works. Is there anybody else I wanted to shout out? Oh, I haven't watched See You Yesterday yet, but I've heard so many great mm-hmm. things about it. And thank you so much
Me too.
For y'all being my in-person human recommended tab. Because you can't always trust
that's
what
true.
Netflix is actually
that's
talking
true.
About in the interface. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's like when the internet tried to give me video game recommendations. A lot of times y'all will troll me with things you know I won't like or you know are scary. And it's like...
Well, yeah, that's just
I have to. I have to ask certain people. It's like a certain audience I have to go to for that because y'all say anything.
E3 is like 2 weeks away.
Ooh.
Cannot
yeah,
wait.
I went to that before.
And they said today, they announced they are going to reveal the Avengers game. I'm quaking.
What?
I just can't wait.
It's
going
to be on what? PlayStation?
It'll probably be on PlayStation, Xbox, and that'll be it.
Okay.
But Nintendo Switch is getting a Marvel game in like 2 months.
Oh, okay.
So there's that.
Look at that.
All right. So this week in our pop culture segment that is called Hot Tops, The Spy Who Bred Me. I don't know.
The
I just,
Spy Who Bred Oh, I'm mad because I had to say it back to get it.
I was originally going to do the hand trades tale, but I feel like I did that one.
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, well, that too.
The hand trades, because that's a few different ententes.
It's a lot happening there. All right.
You're
so,
mess.
First up, Drake's going to the NBA Finals.
Nobody's happier about this win than Drake himself.
That is right. Drake, Aubrey Drake Graham alone.
That's right. Did it by himself.
Brought the Toronto Raptors into the NBA Finals on his bearded back.
Yeah.
Well, his back's not bearded. That doesn't make sense for you. But you guys know what I'm saying. I have been paying close attention to... I was going to say the game. That's a lie.
Yeah,
to Drake
no.
enjoying
right.
and sometimes not enjoying his sports.
Mm-hmm.
Great memes.
Yeah.
He's great to look at, depending mm-hmm. on who you ask.
Yep.
And he's just having a blast.
A lot of really good gifts that come out of
so
Drake
many
reactions.
Great. I mean, he's literally standing on the court looking like the light-skinned nigga from New
oh
Jack
God.
City.
Where he be cheesing up at these niggas? This shit is so
like
funny.
He's clearly talking cash shit to them
I
from the
it.
Sideline. The was it the Milwaukee Bucks that they were playing?
Actually did not. I don't even remember. Who was it?
Is the okay, are the Milwaukee Bucks a team?
Yes.
Okay. So
but
I want to say that that's who they were playing.
Toronto. I have not kept up with basketball
it is,
at all this season.
I'm so correct. I know literally everything about
you
sports.
You do.
So I think the daughter of the owner of that team was like sidelined at a game wearing a Pusha T-shirt and Drake like reposted it
oh,
and
God.
Said, all's fair in war, I'll still get you tickets to OVO Fest. Like, the doll's having such a good time
Lord.
At the basketball game.
Okay,
like,
Drake.
Having a full blast.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
fine.
For them, for like, niggas, this is like, you know,
yeah.
Bubble Guppies Live or Disney on Ice.
Right.
Just cheerful. And I love seeing them having a great time.
Okay.
So yes, I would love to see Drake walk out ahead of the team for game one of the finals.
All right. That's enough.
I think that if you really give a fuck, you guys will make sure to get a giant owl behind him to spread its wings, a la the series finale of Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
much like Drogon did for Khaleesi, rest her soul.
Right.
Someone will have to clearly shoot Drake Harris.
What?
And
what are you on?
Cue the pyrotechnics and the bird. Shooting bands out of his mouth or whatever. I just want Drake
doing
to make
a lot right now.
A giant spectacle of this because I'm going to watch simply because Drake is
right.
there.
I mean, but do all that just to watch them lose anyway? It ain't no way in hell Toronto is beating Golden State.
Also,
It ain't no way in hell.
I want for Drake and Riley Curry to have a dance off.
Okay, well, yes. We deserve
that's
that.
That's the halftime.
We deserve.
That I would like to
we
see.
We deserve.
And I fully see Riley walking out with both siblings at either side.
Including the baby.
Even well, the- well, someone can push the baby. And there's, what's the other girl's name? Ryan?
Ryan.
You're right. Ryan can push. The other one's name doesn't start with R. No, I remember that because right. I was livid.
Right. It's like Connor or something.
Over whatever they named their baby. How the fuck you gonna not give this baby a goddamn R name? Yeah, I want them to come out to the beginning of Homecoming.
Okay. Like the
music.
The percussion and the... Oh my God. No, that's going to set expectations way too high.
And then Riley walks center of the court with Drake right in front of her and they go, bum, 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 bum.
So you want to watch them do Beyonce's choreography?
I mean, no, they can bring their own, you know, set to the floor.
Okay, okay.
But I they have to battle.
I mean.
Clearly. But yeah, I do expect the Golden State sure. Bridges will win. And then.
Well, I think we all are expecting that.
Yeah.
But good for them for getting to this point, I guess, you know.
I'm happy for them.
If for no other reason than for Drake's reactions.
And their mascot is a raptor.
Right. Rawr.
That's so fun.
Not, you know, even in America.
It's so
Space
Jam-ish.
Yes. So fun.
What's the Golden State Bridge? What are their
Warriors.
Mascot? Yep, them as well. do they have a mascot? Is it a warrior?
I'm sure they have somebody in a outfit or something in one of them fuzzy ass costumes, but I don't remember what it looks like. I thought it was like a goat almost.
What
am I thinking of? Let me look it up.
Does every team have a mascot? Or is that like you choose?
I mean, kind of. Like, we have the Thunder, but... Like, Oklahoma City has
that?
The Thunder, but right. It's just some... It's not like a lightning bolt. Or
because, well, what is he...
Right, because Thunder isn't a... It's a sound. It isn't
yeah,
a thing.
It isn't,
so it's like, it's just some brown thing. It don't matter.
Just have a nigga come out with a t-shirt that says, crack! Like, bang!
Let me see if I can find a picture of their mascot.
But yeah, I'm just looking for Drake reactions and for him to...
What the hell?
You know, beat his chest and act like he's in a hip-hop drug epic.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And,
wow.
Hopefully Aisha will troll the Raptors by bringing them cupcakes or I don't know, whatever. I just want drama. I want the drama.
Right.
Because I don't even know the names of anybody who plays besides Stephen Curry.
This is so crazy because Golden State had a mascot called Thunder.
Why? Have they not always been called the Warriors?
I don't know, but they got rid of him in 2008 when the Oklahoma City Thunder was sold to Oklahoma City. It took that name. Wow, that's crazy.
They should just make their
basketball
their
mascot
trivia. A bridge.
One person gonna wear a bridge outfit or like
yeah like a little
no it's probably you know I don't know like one of them Thor type niggas or something like that.
Honestly,
gold jersey.
Riley's their mascot.
She is the reason that a lot of y'all started giving a fuck about
only
that team.
Only reason I care.
Like, and I know Aisha didn't put her baby up at this point and y'all not allowed to laugh at her shenanigans no more, but Riley Curry
from the moment that baby sat on her daddy's lap at that press
it was
or whatever,
too much
when she said I was like, who is she?
Yes.
I want to be her friend.
When she said, way up, I feel blessed.
Yes. When she open mouth yawned into that fucking microphone and just said, I don't care about any of this.
Right.
And then when he put her down and she came up like out underneath the table.
Right. Was like... I'm here to play, actually.
I was like, what a joy.
She's given us a
that
lot of great moments.
Gift.
Yeah, she has.
What else is going on? So, y'all have been feeling the things this week. Oh, Lee Daniels says that he's fighting hard for the return of your favorite stories, guys. Star might...
Okay.
Might find a home somewhere. Who knows?
That would be great if it did.
Lee Daniels posted a clip from the show where somebody's meemaw is cussing out this white girl for being white and being at her house.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, I literally was like, oh my God, look at Crystal.
It's actually me as a meemaw.
She was like, you know I don't trust these goddamn, they made me uncomfortable. I was like, oh, maybe I should have been watching this. So yes, guys, Ryan Destiny and the white girl with the Kinecalon and Lynn from Girlfriends may be coming back to a place near you. He posted that clip and said, fighting guys will know this week or top of next. I'm not letting them stop the culture. Sorry. It's the stars, the culture.
I mean, but you are you going to personally finance it? What do you mean you're not going to let them stop?
We'll know this week or something next.
All right. We'll go ahead.
I feel like they've stopped. You know,
right. Like, I feel like they said, we're actually really
like,
not.
We're stopping.
We're not paying for it and we're not broadcasting it. It isn't ours.
So I think them is the greater they.
Right. I don't know.
It's the them that DJ Khaled be talking about.
Right.
Like just.
The people who don't want you to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
Right.
Those people. It's those niggas.
But you know, I'm sincerely good luck to them. I know a lot of you niggas enjoy this show. And for all of its campy weirdness, there are talented singers and performers on it. So here's hoping that they find a home somewhere else.
That's true.
So, I'm pretty sure that at some point not long ago, I put Shad Moss on the sick and shut in list.
Had to.
But I just want to discuss something that he decided to share with us via Insta story.
Oh, no. This is going to be trash.
Recently. Oh, you know it.
I already know
so,
it.
So, he says, you ever notice how the IG models take more vacays than the average? Like, you got no car, no home, but in Dubai this week and Turks next week. Who be paying for this shit? And they never show the niggas they on vacay with trying to make it look like it's all the girls. Stop it. Plane ticks are... Oh, 2K as in the okay. Plane ticks are 2K and up plus food. I was thinking of the game.
Right.
Plus hotel. We know y'all not paying for this shit. Hell, you asked me to pay for an Uber to get you home, so I know you not busting $15,000 on no trip. Hashtag girls got it good.
I mean, so, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck if IG models are getting flued out no damn where. That's none of my fucking business. Why does he care?
I said, no doubt. Some pretty young thing from Instagram.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That you had something with or thought that you had something
that's
with.
That's absolutely what it is.
Is out somewhere underneath the palm tree with a cocktail in her hand and her G-string all the way up that
that's
ass.
That's right.
And you didn't pay for that trip. You're pissed because you're assuming, and maybe correctly, that a nigga paid for it. I'm just so lost. Like, clearly you're in your feelings, but you're telling us, it's like, do you think that you're sharing, you're cracking the Da Vinci Code
here?
You're
not making some big point that nobody else has ever considered. We know that these gorgeous girls with no job are getting flown out places, and a lot of them probably are making ridiculous money just to show up somewhere or just getting tricked on by a rich nigga, which I mean honestly goals. So I
mean,
I don't
like
like what are you
you're
even
sharing
saying
this
here?
As if we're supposed to be mad at them.
You ain't got a house, you ain't got a job, you ain't got a car. It sounds like to me she don't have no bills and she just live off of rich niggas.
Furthermore, the bigger point for me is that I'm just tired of niggas like this, like specifically niggas who either have money, seem to have money, or at the very least have enough fame that they attract these types of women.
Right.
You know that you do, girl. That's your leverage. Stop when you are in your feelings trying to like then shit on these women for doing the same thing that was the only reason they were ever in your goddamn face to begin with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If most of you niggas were the mailman, you know what I mean? All these IG models that you act like every woman needs to meet the standard of in order to be like worthy of your time and attention.
Right.
They wouldn't belch in your goddamn direction.
And that's
you
it.
Know the reason that they even look at you in the first place is because you either have money, fame, and or access.
Right.
So then when they stop trying to be like, oh, well, these IG models, they always be flown out. Yes, we know that. And good the black fuck for them.
Right.
Because quite honestly, the least you niggas could do.
Yeah, the least. Especially because do you have any idea what these girls could be making per like sponsored Instagram posts? These stories and shit. You have no clue what kind of money these girls could be making off their looks. If you wanted some regular ass everyday girl who, you know, go shopping and for the groceries and come home and cook and take care of the house, it's a million bitches at Kroger right now.
I mean, I'm just here to tell you the goddamn
truth. Don't understand. You want like these Instagram models, quote unquote, these like obscenely gorgeous women to not be gorgeous, not to capitalize on it. And honestly, what is this?
All of these girls who are on here selling diuretics to y'all could easily, you know, with a couple, two, three, four of those posts.
I mean,
get on cheap tickets or what's Travelocity
all
or somewhere.
That shit, Expedia, all
and
that
hit
shit.
A deal. Like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking
right.
about.
Maybe
be
she
quiet.
Is. And you know what? Just think about the incredible flex it is if she is in Dubai with six of her best friends and they on Instagram all fucking day. It ain't nobody but them. And whoever's paying for it ain't asking to be in no pictures, ain't insecure like Shad Moss on Instagram talking okay. about you spend all this money on. You know what he doing? Enjoying seven gorgeous booties in his fucking face. That's what that man is doing. Why are you over here
it's
mad?
It's called a lick, sis. Get over it. That's theirs and yours is growing up hip hop Atlanta
right,
or whatever the
yeah.
fuck it is. Like, leave the girls alone,
yours
please.
Is puppy love. And
it
that's
just reminded
right.
me of that episode of Atlanta where they were in the club and that Paperboy had that girl come into the section with her friends and he thought that she was like really feeling him or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then in the end like... she realized like, you came to the club trying to flex and have pretty bitches in your booth or whatever, right. and we're filling that void. In return, we want all of the bottles
yep.
and all of the space. Like,
right.
what?
Because niggas,
what's the issue here?
Like, you have to understand who the draw is here. You either go make the people who are the draw happy or you not, but...
And you niggas don't ever want no girl who, like, is a dentist or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all don't never want some regular-ass girl.
You don't want the girl who could spend $15,000 on a trip whenever the fuck she wants to go wherever because then you don't have the leverage.
Oh,
y'all are
yes.
afraid of them girls
Ooh, yes.
because you know that they don't need you for nothing.
That's
they
a
could
good
just take
point.
Care of their motherfucking self.
Yes.
That's why you always want to, like, get all of these same types of women
yes.
who specifically will come to you. And again, no judgment on my side. Who will specifically come over to you and be like, I'll be that pretty girl on your
yep,
IG on your
sure
arm
will.
At the club with your ugly ass. And in return, I would like this car, that shoe, this bag, all of these mm-hmm. kids,
yep.
and all of this child
and
support.
And niggas will do it.
And that and you do it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And then when they piss you off, or when really when you piss them off, you want to be like, well, I buy you this and I support your head and I get you this
no.
time. And all this other stuff. Like, I'm just saying, like,
yes.
you're not sharing anything
right.
with us that is brand new. We
yeah.
know that
we know the game,
IG
nigga.
Model
right.
is pimping the game. None of us give a fuck.
We
get out your feelings. Text us to your therapy or to Talkspace. You can text them.
You can. Bitches was doing all this before Instagram. I hoes used to literally sell pussy on Twitter.
I mean, I'm just
with the rates and everything, nigga. There's nothing new about any of this. But
we don't care.
That is such a good point about how if there was like a girl. You know, just somewhere around them that they met or whatever, who was like doing well in life enough to where she didn't need a nigga, automatically
you
they
like
intimidated
yes.
because it's like, how dare you have your shit together and your life is complete without me? Then what's my point?
You
what
want
you
somebody
need me for?
That you feel like you can control or that you have a sort of power over by being able to give them
yes.
all of these things that they can't get on their own.
Right.
But then when shit is on the outs, then you'd be like, oh, well, bitch, you need a nigga for everything. Like, what? Like, what?
What a bye,
you
bye, shit.
Bow Wow! Like, it's like, you're not even talking about, like, you're, like, on top of that! On top of all of that!
Right. We're not talking about, you know...
Future, even. We're not even talking about
future.
One of these niggas
even
who
future.
Is, like,
right.
ever present on every record all over the place
yeah.
and constantly booked
right.
and on every DJ Khaled album. Like,
we're not... That's not it. So, Shad is insecure and has been for a long time, but, like, tuck it in because...
I mean, God bless
this
you
is
sincerely.
Absurd.
For real, for real. This is dumb.
Yeah, this is dumb. As hell. Like, nigga, who is this? Who is this for? Who doesn't know this?
Speaking of rap niggas, Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know if he's from Charlotte, but he's a North Carolina rapper, DaBaby. Who, for those of you who don't know, is neither rapper Lil Baby,
nope.
nor is he a baby. He is a grown man named DaBaby. I like his music, though.
Maybe, does he call himself that because he's like 5'4"?
I don't really know. I never
I thought it was because he was ultra short that he called himself that.
I never
know.
Even really looked up why he called himself the baby because it's not even the strangest rap name I've heard in like
unfortunately.
In recent time.
Right.
So I'd just be like, okay. Like,
duh,
well, all right.
Baby.
Whatever. If your music's good, call yourself whatever you want.
And got an album called Baby on Baby.
Baby on Baby. Like, what does that mean?
Wow. Okay.
So
I'm gonna have to listen to this. I'm gonna have to listen to this album.
Hey, I mean, if you like
this nigga
ass,
crazy.
I like him.
This nigga is crazy.
Music wise. He's okay. So I saw this video of some nigga getting beat up at the Louis Vuitton store, and I thought it was just some nigga from, you know, the internet.
I think it's some YouTube rapper.
But he apparently is also a rapper who is from North Carolina and has been, seems like attempting to have some kind of a beef with the baby by saying that he feels like baby doesn't represent Carolina the way that he wants him to or the way that he should or whatever, which is like, oh my God, nigga logic. Are you kidding me? Rapper DaBaby is your concern in terms of North Carolina representation?
Oh, man, right.
Like, now, I don't really know the ins and the odds of North Carolina's like government and legislation right now, but I feel pretty comfortable in saying that the baby is the least of your concerns.
Absolutely.
When you as a black man are talking about the way that the state or your city is being represented. But sure.
Right. I mean, and how many black rappers are even from North Carolina, like people out right now? Because I can't think of nobody other than Petey Pablo.
To be honest with you, I feel like a lot of niggas from North Carolina feel really strongly about Baby because he's doing real well right now. And I feel like, to me, because when I was at Sweet Heat, every time they played his song, Suge, North Carolina ripped it. Like,
Amen.
Everybody there from North Carolina ripped it. They constantly kept asking them to play his record and stuff like that. And I thought to myself, like, is he like putting North Carolina on the map? North Carolina just feels like, to me, like there's a ton of rappers that have come out of there, but maybe it's just because it's from the, it's
I'm
like
trying
a
to think of
place.
Anybody who's like real current right now, like somebody who's really out there or even with a rising profile like this nigga LaBaby.
Nobody is from anywhere. I just be guessing Atlanta.
You know, and half the time you probably right.
Be close enough.
Atlanta or a surrounding area.
I just be like, if you're not from Atlanta, I'm just gonna guess Texas. I just don't say anything. Like, I don't mean, unless you have a very clear accent.
Right.
So anyway, back to the point. This nigga has, you know, been having issue with Baby for whatever reason. I don't know how or why they both ended up in the same Louis Vuitton store at the same time. But the nigga named Cam Cold Heart is just decided to record himself in the Louis Vuitton store antagonizing Baby, talking about this nigga looking at me like he want to do something, he's crazy, whatever, calls him a bitch or whatever. And then that clip ends very abruptly, followed by another clip of them pretty much face to face with the do somethings. You know how niggas do.
Yes.
And then finally this Cam nigga swings, cut, and then he's on the ground. Ever bloodied and draws around his ankle. Well, pants around his ankle.
With his pants around his fucking ankles. That's what I could not understand. Like, sir, how? I need to know, like, I need Louis Vuitton to release the security footage. Because I need to know how we got from this man being fully clothed to on the ground with a bloody face and jeans down.
Hunt Kel Cole Hart. I'm the truth, nigga. Not the mouth. Me. Dolo. I'm the truth.
This sounds like a rap song, doesn't it?
It sounds like the intro to a rap song. Watch him put it on a
he
record.
He probably will.
A man who will whoop your ass on your own Instagram and post it, don't give a fuck about nothing.
Now, the Cam Cole Hart nigga, I guess he went back to the Louis Vuitton store at some point.
I saw that shit.
And he went to the security. Oh my God, bless this George.
So pathetic. So pathetic.
He went to the security guard at the front talking about some, as a black man, how many niggas was it in here who's jumping on me? And the security guard said too. So he claims that it wasn't Dolo, Baby,
right,
and his security guard, who is, I guess, he can carry legally or as well.
Nice.
I don't know
nice.
With the gun. You weren't shot, but.
Right. And that should be considered a blessing.
He says that they jumped in, which.
I don't know what the fuck you
did
thought.
Did one of them pull the pants?
Even if they did, like, sir, you was the one talking big shit knowing his security was right there.
I don't know
what he might have done. What the fuck? That was stupid of you. You deserve to have both of them beat your ass. You was talking big shit. Talking about what you taking your shit out for. What you gonna do?
Like, what's going on?
So you asking for me to beat your
ass. And recording it.
Right, and you on Instagram. Instagram. Like, you literally doing this because you think you could talk shit and it'll be cute, blah, blah. It's probably going to go on your YouTube later or whatever. And you got your ass beat filming that video in the car talking about, I'm still pretty. Ain't even
him. I did not see that.
The whole time talking about how it ain't that bad and
I should have
he ain't
known
got
this
no cuts and all
vlog.
This. Right. Meanwhile, his whole fucking shirt is off. Why? Because we saw in the video that shit was blooded in a motherfucker. They fucked you up, sir. You don't need to get on here and act like they didn't do that. If it was just one or the both of them, you got your ass beat. And you asked for it.
It seemed like a situation that could have been prevented.
You asked for
it. Had you not been antagonizing the nigga and doing so on camera. Like,
right.
Like, not only from that nigga's perspective, and for clarity, I don't condone jumping. I hate it. 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 So if he really did get jumped, I can't respect that. But at the same time, you have to look at a situation as from the opposite side of things. If you're talking shit to a nigga who clearly has another nigga with him, security or not,
right.
Like, let's be mindful of how things could turn out here.
Because this is dumb.
Not only are you talking shit to me, as you've been doing, but you're trying to record it and put it up on here. So now you're trying to hold me like for the internet and public. You're just doing the most, like you're asking for a physical thing. Not to mention you swung first.
Right.
So it just, what are we doing here?
Right.
What were you are we trying to accomplish? You know, it slightly reminded me, did you see the clip of that girl trying to go off on NeNe Leakes in the airport for not speaking to her friend?
No.
Oh my God.
For not speaking to her friend.
She said that one of her friends like saw NeNe in the airport and went to go and try and talk to her or something like that, and NeNe refused to talk to her or didn't want to take a picture with her or something to that effect.
Okay.
And so the girl was like, I had to go over and go off on her. So she has like somebody recording her on Snapchat getting into like a verbal altercation with NeNe Leakes, trying to clown her clothes, even though she was dressed like if Dejanay was a pussycat doll.
Oh,
like, I don't even know. Okay. You look dumb, sis. Like, it was so evident that she was trying to make it a moment. That lady don't have to say nothing to you
NeNe
or your friend at the goddamn airport.
Celebrities do not owe you conversation or a photo or anything else. They're human beings who can say no to whatever.
It wasn't at no Real Housewives convention. This wasn't a fucking NeNe Leakes seminar. Literally. That lady, and if she's anything like me, and I'm sure you, at the airport at a certain time
don't
anyway,
talk to
I don't
me.
Want nobody to
Please.
Look at me.
Please.
I want to get on this aircraft and go to where
right,
the
because
fuck
first
I'm
of all I'm dusty. I'm 100% dusty as fuck at the airport. I do not get dressed to get on a plane. That's y'all niggas.
You ever clearly wanted to be on the blogs and to have a little moment, and you got that, except for everybody calling you stupid, which I don't think you expect.
This is just dumb. Like, and you niggas having people record you for whatever your viral moments or whatever, y'all are just so fucking whack.
I mean, grow up.
I don't think y'all, right? This is just, ugh. That nigga, he honestly got exactly what he asked for. So, oh well.
What else do we have here? talked about that. Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea, her titty pictures leaked. And she's suing somebody for some charges. No, it's actually really fucked up. Like, I feel bad for her because apparently she was doing some photo shoot for GQ, maybe GQ Australia. And it was like one of those topless, I'm covering my titties, look at my cleavage, sexy things.
All right.
But apparently she wanted to like, I'm going to read what it says on CNN's website.
This is so.
The website had a title that says Iggy Azalea gifts plastic surgeon signed topless photo. So I'm guessing that she like sent the surgeon that did her titties a photo of them during the photo shoot and signed it like it was supposed to be for him.
Okay.
Whatever. So somebody, I guess, who was working on set or know somebody or whatever, got pictures or got copies of pictures that were supposed to have been deleted, leaked it somewhere.
Mm.
Mom was mortified and deleted her social media and stuff like that. And now they're doing an investigation.
Oh, GQ
included. And I mean, well, they're her titties.
I mean, Okay, but I just...
I get it. Because they're tits.
Right, I mean, I get it because still. It's like her privacy or privacy. You know, whatever it is that's being violated here, the expectation that these photos wouldn't get out. I get that. But at the same time, I'm like, I mean, they just titties. Like, I mean... titties are everywhere.
I feel where you're coming from, but only because... And on top of that, it would be one thing if it was like a salty ass ex or something, which is disgusting and bad enough. But the fact that it was like... this is something that happened in a professional setting for like a huge publication.
Right.
You should feel comfortable enough. Mm-hmm. So I get that level of violation because it's kind of like, it would be one thing if I wasn't fucking with these niggas because niggas are trash and I know how to deal with that. And on top of that, I know who to look to if I do want to press some charges or do whatever else. But it being a situation where it's like, come on, like that literally never should have fucking happened.
Somebody at GQ needs to figure out because like photos from cover shoots or whatever, I feel like that just almost never happens.
Yeah.
Where the other photos from the shoot do not, like, people don't play games about them photos and stuff. So I think it won't even be difficult for them to find out exactly who did it, and whoever did has to feel like a dumbass right now. But I mean, not to be like overly sympathetic to Iggy Azalea, but like they just titties, girl. They just titties. Like,
I think they're nice titties. I mean, I didn't see the picture.
I would feel, I mean, I guess if it was me, I would be upset, but I feel like people around me would be like, it's just titties. Or, you know, your titties look really good.
No, I'm like, I completely understand where you're coming from. Like, I would be pissed too.
Yeah.
And I would probably at least want consequences for whoever was involved.
I might sue or something.
But like,
there shouldn't be an embarrassment around like the naked body. I think that's what I'm trying to get to. Especially just titties.
I was gonna say, especially a woman's naked body.
Right. I mean, and that as well. And
I mean,
you got the titties sculpted, so you know they look good. Like, you literally ordered them to look like that. So
I mean, you're so proud of them. You allegedly signed photos of them.
You took pictures of them and was like, "Yep, that's me," and you did that. So, but it is a violation nonetheless. All right.
Last but definitely not least, did.
Leased
it. I said leased it on purpose, and then I asked myself why.
All right.
Woo! The Hive versus Dionne Warwick. Let's discuss.
Which Hive? Beyonce's Hive?
Have you not heard about this?
No. Where have I been? Oh, MSNBC? I started playing Breath of the Wild again, but this time on Master Mode. I started a new game on Master Mode.
I almost got sucked back into this to do the whole... I was going for the whole Korok-y thing, and then I was
it takes an eternity.
I don't know what you were doing. I'm not doing that.
You have to have... The Korok mask helps a lot, but it takes an eternity. I just unlocked all the towers, so... No, I've been spending a lot of time on the Master Mode. It's hard than a motherfucker.
I'm finishing Phoenix Wright, and I'm trying to get all the Riddler trophies in Batman.
Okay. Yeah, I need to finish Phoenix Wright. I just don't want it to end. Like, it's only a certain number of stories, and I don't want that to ever be over because it's so much fun.
the Beehive.
Oh no.
Remember some of
what are you niggas doing?
So Dionne Warwick was interviewed by Essence recently, and I guess they asked her about singers, artists of today, and whether or not they would be able to, if they have what it takes in however many decades from now, to be considered classics, legends, so on and so forth. She said, not yet. I don't know if 10 years from now anybody can actually sing the songs of our babies today. That's not, as you guys say, throwing shade. It's looking at it with the reality. Oh God, I love this lady. So then
she knew it was shade, is it?
Beyonce comes up and they asked, you know, if Beyonce could be considered an icon. Dionne says, I have an admiration for Beyonce Knowles Carter now. Watching her growth has been quite refreshing. It's wonderful to see how she's been able to create what and who she wants to be and who she is. Very proud of that. I really am.
Where's the butt?
Here it is. Now sustaining and becoming a big icon that Gladys Knight or Patti LaBelle or Johnny Mathis or Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. is, I doubt that. And I love her to death and can appreciate her talent, but that iconic status, it's a long road. So, for that statement...
Well.
V's got to stay in.
I see why the younger half was fully outraged.
And I love that you said the younger half.
Yeah, because it's not us.
Because you know.
It's not us.
Like, I read that and I was like, okay, auntie.
But, right. Okay, auntie. Like,
I mean, I disagree.
I mean, I fully disagree, and like, no shade to you, Beyonce's a bigger icon than you are, but You know, you have your opinion, and that's fine. I ain't finna cuss out Dionne Warwick. Are you fucking?
First of all, okay. To me, when I read this, I said two things. Dionne Warwick is a fucking legend.
She is.
She has the right to. I mean, this woman has seen actual legends come go, has performed right next to them. Like, if you don't know anything about Dionne Warwick besides Maybe Got to Be Real
or the Psychic Friends Network, know both
or that.
The young ones have no idea what that is
at all. At all.
Woo, call me now.
I mean, you can do some of your research, but I was just like, okay. And I feel like because Dionne Warwick is 78,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Beyonce's what, 35, 36?
38, 39? Because I'm 36 and she's like a year and a half older than me.
Okay.
So, well, you know, probably 37, 38.
To Dionne Warwick, Beyonce is a child. And she's probably
rightfully
like,
so.
Okay, girl, when you're talking about Beyonce, you know, the way you are today when mama is like 60, then sure. I just feel like that's the way that she's operating, just as an older musician who's just been everywhere, sung with everyone and all of that stuff. And she has the right to her fucking opinion. That's my elder. Like, I don't care. Right. You know, I just don't agree with her.
I really don't. And that's it. I just don't. I fully feel like you're absolutely wrong here, but why would I cuss out Dionne Warwick?
I was trying to drag Dionne Warwick for like, expressing her goddamn opinion
like, I don't.
About a singer that's like however many years younger than her.
You know how many Aineys have terrible opinions on shit? You take the good and the bad with them and you keep it moving. Girl, woof. All right, but as long as y'all got y'all Twitter fingers out, I know it's been a while, I think, since the Hive has had to drag anybody.
Child, they were going after her nostrils.
Oh, no.
Her cigarettes.
No. We like our Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. Don't do that. Anything. Don't do that, niggas.
Just all of it. They
now,
were
the
going.
Cigarette smoking, there could be a lot of high quality jokes coming out of that.
And there were.
Oh, well.
But,
okay.
I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to say? Ain't nobody.
We're not cussing out Dionne Warwick, girl. It's like, I'm not cussing out Patti LaBelle. I'm not cussing out the Aineys. I'm not doing that. Bye. All right, girl.
Beyonce probably, if she heard about this at all, was just like, oh.
Right.
And then went back to playing with her babies.
Tell her I said thank you.
Right. Send her like a basket or something.
Right. Meanwhile, Rumi and Sir are over here fucking something up, so excuse me while I get right. back to my 50-lum chair.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, girl.
Bye, guys.
Y'all so dramatic. I love it.
Well, that's it for whatever I called it this week. And
the bottom who bred me.
Oh, bottoms.
No, I don't remember. Oh, no, you're right. Oh, my God.
All right, well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and do other things. Hey, y'all. Support for today's show is coming to you from Scentbird. With Scentbird, you can find a way to mix up your fragrance routine without breaking the bank, whether it's Tom Ford or Dolce & Gabbana or Versace, Bulgari. Scentbird.com keeps you smelling good month after month. I was actually quite surprised at how many of my favorite colognes they have available on there. I was like, oh, yes, I'll take one of those. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. Simply choose the cologne or perfume you want to try from more than 450 designer brands, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's so many smell goods. It's 120 sprays, enough to apply more than four times daily for a month. You know it's summertime, so scent is an important thing.
It
especially
is.
Especially if you're really going to be in rotation.
No, you got to wash first, but the scent is important.
Legs too.
It's important.
Legs and all.
That's right. Yep. All of it. We feel so strongly and passionately about smell goods in the club and on dates and otherwise. Yeah. We have an exclusive offer just for y'all. You can get 50% off your first month at Scentbird today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. All you got to do is go to scentbird.com/the read and use our code TheRead for 50% off your first month. Again, that is scentbird.com/the read. Offer code TheRead to get your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. All right, let's get back to the show.
Living it up.
I'm up.
With Patti LaBelle. We're back. It's time for some listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. We did. Lord God, we actually did get a letter from a white woman who said, I'm 36 years old. I did not realize it wasn't normal to not wash your legs. I have at least 10 washcloths in my linen closet that I have never used on my body.
I was going to say, well, at least you have that, but...
My sister, husband, and I were talking about y'all's episode, and he was horrified to learn that neither of us wash our legs. To be fair, though, he only uses his hand.
She said her sister's husband?
No. She and her sister and her husband were all three talking about it, and neither she nor her sister washed their legs. And her husband was disgusted. But he washes his legs, but he don't use a washcloth. So anyway,
I mean, well,
she said, does he have the right? She said today she took a shower and she used a washcloth on her legs. Thank you for making me realize how disgusting I am. Except it's kind of baby steps because it did take me 3 days to shower because I don't like getting wet.
What?
All right. Well, Marianne.
What is that? What? I'm sorry. What?
Marianne's being honest.
I appreciate your honesty.
We are helping reach the whites with this.
I saw
full
a white
bathing.
Guy say something about us getting to him together and him washing his legs for the first time or something like that.
Wow.
Too. I'm just like, I know them legs scream when you get to scrubbing. Just,
were they a different color when you were done?
Bacteria just opens up and hollers.
Ooh, please tell me that you went and got them ankles and them feet and the bottom of them feet as well.
Like, honestly, y'all need loofahs. Like, you don't even need...
Yeah, you need to exfoliate.
Washcloths at this point. Like, you need to actually go and get a good there. Scrub.
Ooh.
Maybe one of those metal things that you could use in the kitchen.
They need... Okay, no. Not the steel... No, steel not the steel scrub. Wool any that steel you use wool. To clean.
Any of that.
It's cast iron.
Because,
no.
I mean, there have to just be layers. Right. Like, at this point.
No, y'all got to do, like, one wash with like a washcloth and a body wash or whatever, and then you got to do another wash where you do like an exfoliation all over your body so that you let y'all niggas need to go in twice is what I'm saying, and maybe do that a couple times a week
your
just
legs.
To make sure, like, I just anyway, we're out here changing white people's lives. Amen.
It's not just white people, low-key. I saw a couple of y'all come forward that are of color.
What?
I have, and you know what? Wow. I guess we can appreciate your honesty as well.
Yeah, you know, anybody who has just felt like the lower half of their body didn't need any attention.
You know, a lot of these niggas were out here lying. Yeah.
Oh, well, men. That's totally different. I thought you meant like women.
Fuck wrong with these white people.
I just assume niggas don't bathe, right? I just assume.
If at all.
Woo. All
they just
right.
go for like the crevices and the valleys. If that.
If that.
Not even like, not the back valley, if you know what I'm saying, because that's gay.
All right. Are you?
I'm just saying facts. I'm just speaking the truth.
All right. Our first letter this week comes from Monica, who says, I'll jump right
in. No, Monica.
In. I thought it, but I did not want to do it. My mother-in-law is disabled and getting older, and my husband has always been a mama's boy. My husband wants us and our three kids to move from Texas to the DMV to be closer to her, and I don't want to go. Let me give you the backstory before I sound like the evil wife. We have been together for 14 years and married for 9. He's 34 and I'm 33. We tried to do this move 6 years ago and everything fell apart and it almost ruined our marriage. The last time we moved, we thought we had everything under control with expectations of using our savings and depleting our 401k accounts, but the cost of living in the DMV is ridiculous. We had savings for the cost of living in Texas, not the East Coast. Money ran out fast, and within 6 months, we were both working but living in a one-bedroom apartment and living on government assistance with our three kids. After being, five people in a one-bedroom apartment. I just thought about that. Jesus. All right. After being there for a little over a year, we decided we had to move back to Texas because we were barely making it. It was so bad I lost my car because I had to choose between making the car payment or rent. Now we have replenished our savings. We own our home. We have good jobs and we're financially stable.
Amen.
But we found out recently his mom isn't doing very well, and now he wants to make the move again, but I can't do it. I don't know how many times that I've suggested that she move here, but she doesn't want to because everyone she knows and his side of the family is out there. He's made it very clear that if she gets any worse, he's moving out there and I can stay behind if I want to. If this were just one argument, I would assume he made that comment in the heat of the moment, but he is legitimately making plans for this move. If it was just him and me, I wouldn't think twice about it, but no one wants their kids to struggle because of their life decisions. Am I wrong for making him choose between his family and his mother, or is he wrong for making me choose between his mother and the well-being of our kids? Sincerely, New Monica.
I'm mad.
For what?
Because this is like a real ass life question, yeah. Bitch. I don't know how I don't feel like what.
Honestly, my first thought was, girl, let him go. Just let him go take care of his mama. It's not a good idea for you and your kids to uproot and all that. You already know how expensive it is and all that. And I can't blame nobody for wanting to be near their mama if she's like so sick that they feel like, especially death is near. I can't blame nobody for that either.
Right.
So I think he needs to make arrangements. Like, he needs to get his shit together, figure out how, you know, you and the kids are still going to be supported while he's gone for however many months. You know, he needs to figure out exactly how long he's going to be there and all that. But I wouldn't try to keep him from going. I would just make it clear that I ain't going. I'm not uprooting our kids and being broke to live in the DMV that I don't even give a fuck about. That's your mama. But I'm a bitch who should not be married, so. What would you do, friend?
I don't know. I really don't. I agree with pretty much everything you said. I do think that he should be with his mother. If she's sick and things like that, I would not expect my husband or nigga of whatever capacity to be, you know, to not
right.
do the very same thing. At the same time, if we've been through this before and it was the living worst,
right.
And it almost destroyed things, I could absolutely also see where I would just be like, look, I'm not going to go do that. So I think you're right. I think that I would probably be like, look, let's start figuring out how to make this work yeah. where you're going to be over there and we're going to be here
mm-hmm.
for how long it's going to take, what we can do to make it work.
Right.
Because this is what we call
how long can we afford
emergency.
For you to be out there? Because, like, presumably he's going to lose his job. So I guess just depending on how long he plans on being, like, is he planning on moving to the DMV for good? See, that's another question. Is this just an excuse for
yeah,
him to
I
move
really
back to be with his family
what
or
kind
what?
Of, you know,
yeah.
I don't really know the details of whatever his plans might be. If it is a permanent move, well, then, you know.
You know,
I don't know, nigga. Like, I mean, sometimes y'all need to be asking professionals. I don't know. And I'm not trying to make like jokes or whatever. I'm just, this is like a really difficult thing to answer because especially like she's saying, especially with the fact that they have children,
mm-hmm.
it's just so complicated.
Yeah. And the older they get, you cannot have three kids in a one bedroom apartment.
And it's not like. It's not like some silly shit or some shit that you could just be like, well, why do you want to go? Like, it's real life
yeah.
issues in the way. So
I just think if y'all can make it work, then that would be for the best.
I think maybe try to come up with a plan where he can go out there and figure things out. Figure out how he can make either a home for y'all out there that mm-hmm. everyone is comfortable with
right.
or how he can come back or what. Like, I think that y'all are going to have to come up with a plan with stages that will end in a place that y'all are both comfortable. Because
right.
I think to expect for both of y'all to get up and leave immediately is just not something that's going
it's
to work.
It's not feasible.
And then the other thing that's just so stupid and complicated is that resentment is a real thing. Because, like, woo. Even if you're like, sure, nigga, let's go, then you're in a situation yep. that you're all uncomfortable with. You had a home that you owned. Everything was great. You love Texas. And now you're out here with this nigga because he has real stuff going on. So you can't even really be mad, even though you are mad. So then you have to bottle those emotions, which will absolutely explode at some other point. And then y'all have all of this other drama to deal with
yeah.
in the marriage, aside from his dying mother. It's just...
I'm not doing... Like, you want us to move out there, so you're gonna have to make a space for your family because
yeah.
a one bedroom apartment is simply not going to work. It would be different if y'all had family you could stay with who had like all this extra
space
and it was nothing
or
and so y'all didn't have that expense or whatever. That would be something else, but he has an obligation to you as his wife and of course his children, and he has a deep emotional connection with his mother. So I just think he's going to have to be the one to try to make it work. But if I were you, I would be keeping my kids' well-being at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, that should definitely be at the forefront of both of your minds. But, you know, as we discussed last week and we talk about all of the time, marriage is a compromise. Any relationship really is a compromise. And
mm-hmm.
seeing as how this is, you know, an emergency with his mom in a city that he wants to move to or needs to move to, rather.
Right.
He has to, it can't just be, I'm going. And so,
yeah, because that don't,
and
right.
We'll figure
Texas
it out.
And DC, not, you know, some little 3-hour drive apart.
Neither. Y'all have to literally, like, I mean, physically sit down and come up with a plan of how this works that everybody is comfortable with. Yeah. I don't know what that is going to look like. And that's why I'm like, I felt like I was struggling with this. But you're going to have to, like, come up with a plan. Everybody get out of their feelings, be big boys and big girls in the situation.
Yeah.
Be honest about what both of you want. And keep at it. Maybe you won't on one day or in one sitting figure out what's going to work. Maybe it's going to come. It's going to take a while.
No, it definitely will. It will take weeks, if not months, to figure this out.
You know, I'm just like, for you to get like at least an idea that you can go out and confirm, you know, the possibility of or whatever. But yeah, y'all are going to have a lot of talking to do and a lot of honesty. And I think that regardless of what you land on, it's the beginning of this process is probably going to have to be him moving while you stay where y'all are and y'all figuring out how to come back together.
Yeah.
You know, when you can.
Right. Especially if you can handle the bills and the 3 kids. I don't know how, did she say how old they were?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But if you can handle the bills and everything on your own without his income, that makes it a lot easier to tell him that he can go off to DC, but you know, he remembers 6 years ago when y'all was broke as fuck and 5 people in like a 3-room place. So,
but you don't know this nigga because some niggas will be like, "Well, what's the problem? I don't understand why you hated
it." Right. That's why I'm telling her, like, you the one wrote the letter, and so I don't know how irrational or ridiculous your man might be, but that ain't the logic stands regardless. Like, you have a wife and you have children. You have a legal obligation to care for those children. So you have to figure this out before you go take care of your mama or anybody else. I'm sorry, like, that is, you're a grown up, so that's the work. All right, our next question. Oh my god. Okay, our next question comes from Miles Edgeworth. He said,
wow.
I'm a black gay man in his 30s and I struggle to find a partner in New York. A friend of mine
welcome to the girl,
right, it's
okay.
Literally all of y'all, but us.
Hello.
A friend of mine introduced me to a guy about a month ago, thinking that we would be a great match, and she was right. I've never met anyone so compatible, and it scares me. I'm not big on destiny or all that, but he felt like the one, especially since I know that this same friend also introduced 2 other couples who are now married.
Oh, girl. So I know that friend is just like,
I know she's so proud of herself.
Here are my wings.
Here I go.
As well as my bow and arrow.
The matchmaker, it's me. Things were stellar for the next 3 weeks. This guy is so attentive and affectionate in a way I never thought that I could receive.
Oh, girl.
This past Sunday, I spilled my guts about my feelings for him. And he let me know that he is also dating someone else that he met around the same time. He said he didn't want to hurt my feelings, but reminded me that he is 2 months out from a breakup and isn't ready to settle yet.
Oh, girl.
I was devastated and I was devastated and started to grow distant. He made it clear that he really does like me, but that's going to be in the back of my mind from now on. What should I do? I'm scared that I'm going to fall for him, and that's when he'll tell me that he prefers this other dude. But I've never met anyone like him before, and I really want to be with him. Help me. Chris Lincoln Fury, you're my only hope. Sincerely, Miles Edgeworth, Esquire.
Sweetie.
Oh, baby.
I'm here to tell you.
Oh, baby. He's only 2 months out from a breakup. And right. Y'all met a month ago.
So, let me tell you something right now. Even if he weren't, but especially because he is 2 months out of a breakup, you better have fun with this nigga while it lasts and look to the sky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like, I think he probably really does like you, but he ain't trying to be in no relationship.
Yeah, he does like you, but he's not trying to be pinned down. Mm-hmm. That, like, of course he's talking to somebody else, and honestly, he's probably not even just talking to one other nigga, but even if he is...
he claimed one. Right.
Even if he is whatever, he'll probably end up meeting someone else. Like, this nigga isn't really trying to be in anything serious right now, I would assume. And even if he was looking for, like, a new serious thing, I wouldn't want to be in a serious thing with him right now. Like,
no, serious? Nigga, oh, God,
and
no.
It's June, so, like...
Oh, no, this is a peak hosey. What? Pride is finna start, girl.
You're bugging. Nigga, you need to be going out to the fucking club, enjoying your singles, having feelings for someone, being in love and crush and, like, all of that stuff is just a risk to your emotions. It just is.
It is.
There's no way around that.
No.
You're gonna get your feelings hurt in some way or the next at some point somehow. That's just how it works. It's a human emotion. It's a thing, you know. Hopefully you have a village.
Yeah.
Or at least some sort sort of faith that you can lean into.
Yeah.
But and as far as this particular nigga is involved or concerned, I mean, have your fun with them.
Yeah.
Get out your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great time. Continue to be that fun bad bitch that is just so infectious. I shouldn't have said infectious. That is just so like...
Joy can be infectious. Joy to be, yes,
you know what I mean?
I do.
To be around that it's just like...
Right.
He would be a dumbass to not want to be
right
in my presence. And if he doesn't want to be with me, I guarantee you at some point down the line, you will meet some other nigga that will drive you absolutely insane in mm-hmm. all of the same ways, if not more. You just gotta, you right. know.
But even deal if you don't, being with the wrong nigga is worse than not being with a man at all. It just is. I agree with everything you said. I just want to, I don't know. Like, I feel for you because it's very easy to catch feelings for somebody if you feel like y'all are clicking in a way that you've never clicked with anybody else. But if I were you, I would just fall back and try to take this less seriously. What yeah. what I think you ought not do is continue to press him about your feelings or about...
Yeah.
You know, the things that you want and all this. Like, it really is about to be summer. Everybody about to be out here thotting and bopping. Like, and I think if you continue to press, like, how much you like him and all this, and you want to be with him and try to, like, push him into a relationship, the more he gonna be like, I said I wasn't interested, so like leave me the fuck alone, like I'm not at that place right now.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody wants to feel pressured, right?
Right,
so just, I know you're in your feelings, but you're gonna have to back up and let him date
and
have
same.
His space, right? And you date as well, right? You get back out there as well, and if y'all are supposed to be together, I truly believe the universe will draw you together,
right? That's
Amen.
It. Don't make it a thing, honey,
right.
because it's not cute. It's not fun for
it's
nobody.
It's been 1 month, okay?
Right.
Don't like, be that girl.
You're fine. Go to brunch. It's about to be bottomless. No pun intended. So, like, you'll be okay.
Oh, niggas.
And you're not alone. It's not some foreign emotion or whatever. This is, like, typical person feelings.
Absolutely not. All right. Good luck to you. I'm really torn between the last one because I don't know... This girl has an incredible letter about, you know, her boyfriend versus her baby daddy. But then this nigga has a question about his wife versus his baby mama or his ex-girlfriend. And I just don't know which one to choose. Oh, shall we deal with the woman going through some shit or the man going through some shit?
Let's deal with the man. Let's okay. talk to our brothers.
All right. We'll do the girls next week, sis. This question comes from... I need to stop saying Brandon. Marcus. Marcus says...
And you just went for... The one right
he's actually,
behind
Brandon. And he's not gay, so I don't know why I did that.
I mean, I know he's not, but...
Marcus said, I've listened to you two for about a year now since my fiancé put me on. I figured I could reach out to y'all for help since she and I can't come to an agreement. I was with my ex-girlfriend for
so
7 years.
So she'll hear
years.
This?
Right.
Okay.
I was with my ex for 7 years. At that time, she had a 2-year-old, and when we split, her daughter was 9. The
Wait,
little girl...
So she had a 2-year-old...
So a 2-year-old who was not his.
Okay.
Right. The little girl called me dad pretty quickly, and we all lived together. I thought we'd become a family proper through marriage eventually, but obviously things didn't pan out, and we split. It was amicable, and we're still friends. Her daughter is 14 now.
Oh.
So they broke up 5 years ago.
Okay.
Her daughter's 14 now and still calls me dad. My ex hasn't started dating
okay.
again, but I'm engaged to my soon-to-be wife. We all get along, but my fiance doesn't like that kiddo, that's what he put, that's so cute, that kiddo calls me dad. I'm not her dad biologically or otherwise, but I was a father figure for 7 years, and even beyond this, I was still involved in her life. My fiance wants me to put an end to this because it makes her uncomfortable. We want to start a family of our own soon, and my fiance wants my undivided attention on our child. I can see her point and where she's coming from, although I'm indifferent to the whole dad situation, whether she calls me that or not. I'm not her dad, but ultimately it's not up to me or my ex or my fiance what she calls me. It's up to her. But I must relent to my fiance's wishes. Oh, but must I relent to my fiance's wishes because my family should be prioritized? I'm going to have a sit down with my ex and her daughter and split ties to focus on my own family. But would I be wrong?
God.
I'd still maintain contact because I'm very much connected to my ex and her daughter. I just want the dad to stop to avoid friction with my eventual wife.
Well, wait a minute.
Thank you so much.
I mean, bloody fucking hell.
Marcus,
But do you want the child to stop calling you dad or what? Or do you just not want for her to be pissed? Because in my opinion, she's being irrational.
I agree. I think your fiance is doing the most right now. That girl is 14 years old. By the time y'all baby is in first grade, she will be off in college some damn way.
She probably won't be calling you nothing.
Right. Probably so, not. But like you can't. It's like you were in her life from the time she was two. Y'all, so of course she's calling you dad. You're the only dad she's ever known. And then at 9, you and your ex broke up, but you were still in the girl's life. Because now it's 5 years later, she's 14, and she's still calling you dad.
Right.
So at 14, it's even more fucked up to be like, hey, you can't call me dad no more because the new woman I'm marrying don't like that. But you've been my dad for 12 years.
I just don't understand why she cares. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that this 14-year-old is under the impression that your soon-to-be husband is her biological father. I'm sure she knows that this man is a father figure to her.
No, she does. She definitely does.
And calls her dad because that's just the relationship. Like, people call the guardian or the figure in their life that sort of fills that role by that title all of the time.
Yes.
It shouldn't be pressure. I don't think that she's going to approach your baby when you have one and be like, hey, sis. Like, you know, right. I don't think that this child is confused. I think so, more so, that you seem to be uncomfortable because you want to start a family with this guy and you want for your baby to be the first person.
Right.
To,
like,
to,
my baby is his real child, girl.
But, like, homegirl was involved
screaming, girl.
In your fiance. This baby was involved in your fiance's life before he knew who you were.
Right.
So it just, you're bugging. Like,
sis, you're jealous of a 14-year-old right now. You really need to sit with that,
like,
and
okay,
figure out why that is. Come on, girl. Like,
stop it.
Even if you do care so much about being like your man's only baby mama, or, you know, y'all's kids are all yours or whatever. I don't know, whatever, you know, weird shit y'all have put around this situation. But like, it is beyond wrong. It's just beyond wrong to expect a man to go tell a full teenager that she can't call him dad no more because you don't like
what?
It.
What? That is so silly.
That is just goofy, girl. It's just silly. And
I would probably be, I was going to say turned on. I feel like that's inappropriate, but it's true. I would be like, I would admire the fact that this kid that's not my man's biological child, that he looks after her and that, like, she is someone who he can look to for that. I mean, she can look to for that sort of, like, love.
Right.
You know, I would just be, I would admire that. That wouldn't annoy me.
Right.
I would be more so focused on the type of man that he is in this kid's life and, like, enriching her and stuff like that.
I actually think it's a lot more admirable and would make me want to have kids with somebody
who
was being an active father, even though he didn't have a biological tie to their baby. Like, that's a good sign, girl.
You get to see how this nigga parents before he's a parent to your kid.
This makes me think about my brother and how he met my sister-in-law 10 years ago when, like, I don't want to say the baby's name, but her little girl was 5 and she's 15 now. And just the thought, like, if my brother and sister-in-law broke up, which they ain't, but if they did, the idea that she would no longer, like, refer to him as her dad is ridiculous because he was there for, like, some very formative years of her life. And he is the daddy in that house. Like, it is the four of y'all, mama, daddy, sister, and brother. And that is, like, it's just absurd that this woman feels so challenged by a 14-year-old girl who is probably, this whole dad thing, probably going to be irrelevant soon any day.
Like,
anyway.
I mean, girl.
Girl, like, you are being crazy, girl.
Before your baby can even say dad, I think you're going to just be on the end of whatever this is that you're worried about.
Right.
Like, chill out. Do not send this nigga to go and tell no baby. No
14-year-old girl.
My lady, she don't like it.
Right. Especially because he's talking about she can't call me dad no more, but I would still be connected to my ex and her daughter. So you want to still be in my life, but I can't call you dad, even though I've called you dad since I was 2 because the new bitch don't like me?
Can you imagine being 14 and
no, that's so
your
fucked
dad,
up. Right?
Your father figure, this man tells you that this brand new woman,
don't call me
I mean,
no more.
They've been together for a while, right?
Right.
But this adult, more so, doesn't like that me, the 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And kids today, I mean, we haven't been dumb for a while.
Right.
But children, they're not dumb.
Right.
And I don't know how many young people are still looking at adults, the way that a lot of us did when we were younger, like, well, since the grown-up said it, I guess it must be right because they know everything.
Oh, no,
like, teenagers today are
bouncing back.
Fully know that a lot of us are dumb.
Absolutely.
And are just gonna, you know, so.
Yeah, good for them.
Right? Exactly. So, I mean, God bless it, but sis.
This is fucked up. Like, this is emotionally damaging to a child who don't deserve that at all.
Because, for what?
Because of her insecurities and goofiness.
Absolutely. 100% that and that alone.
It makes her uncomfortable. She wants my undivided attention on our child. What? Do you think he's going to be up over with the 14-year-old so much that he's never with you and your newborn? Like, that girl has been with her. You're the ex and your man have been separated for 5 years. Like. I don't. This is absurd. I'm sorry. This is just ridiculous.
You gotta calm down, sweetie. It's not.
You do, girl. I mean, I understand. You know, that's your man and all that, and y'all gonna have babies and be so happy. But like that little girl.
And it's sweet, sir, that you are working so hard to please your fiance and stuff like that. Great, because you said at one point that you were indifferent about the dad thing, and then you ended it by saying, "I want her to stop calling me dad." No, you don't. You don't care. You probably love it, and that is perfectly okay.
Because you raised that little girl. Shit, from two?
It won't affect the relationship that you have with the kids that you are going to have with your soon-to-be wife. So let's get our feelings in order.
All right, everybody,
let's be grown-ups.
Let's check our jealousy towards a teenager because we're all grown-ups here and we don't want to emotionally scar a child for no fucking reason. Let's do that. Amen and ashe. Because, girl, if you and your man break up, wouldn't you want the next stepwife or whatever, stepmama, whoever the fuck is called, wouldn't you want her to treat your child the same way she would treat her own? Isn't that what every woman wants from her baby daddy's new woman, that she treats the kids like she would her own?
Unnecessary static? Because I know then that the ex is going to be like, well, what the fuck is this?
Right. Right. Oh, she going to know automatically exactly where this is coming from.
There's just no need for the static, girl.
It's not. Don't do it.
It's okay.
Don't. It'll be all right,
promise
sis.
It'll be
yeah,
fine.
We promise your baby will love you and daddy the exact same, and daddy won't love y'all any less.
I really think that y'all think that kids are dumb, and they're not.
They're not.
Like, your baby is not going to hear this child call their dad and be like, wait, what does that make me?
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
Right. Do you think the your kid is going to be confused as to how somebody else is calling the dad? Because that can be explained.
Y'all really are afraid to talk to
kids. Kids aren't dumb. They'll figure it
out. It's so funny because this is a portion of what I'm going to talk about later for a bit.
Amen.
But yes, y'all really just don't want to explain things, I guess.
Well, it's your job, unfortunately, as parents. So.
I don't know.
Good luck to you, though, sir. Please, though, under no circumstances should you traumatize child like that.
Please
don't do that little girl like that.
Please don't.
Y'all can work this out like adults.
Yes.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We will be right back.
Hey guys, are you all the way into the beauty and fashion world, and are you on the hunt for the next best thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you need to try FabFitFun. It is a seasonal subscription box that delivers full-size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products 4 times a year for just $49.99 a box. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200 plus in retail value. And the 2019 FabFitFun Summer Box is on sale now. I've seen a few of these FabFitFun boxes that they've been gracious enough
and they are fun.
They are.
They are great.
They're fab and fit and fun.
That's right. There's so many full size products. That's what gets me. Like, I love when people send you a whole size or something, because samples, sometimes you can't really get a good feel for how it works. It's like lifestyle stuff in there. I've gotten a jump rope, purse, all kinds of stuff, like different skincare stuff, body wash. It's like masks and all kinds of just like really great products that you can get through FabFitFun. I absolutely love it. You can even customize your box by choosing some products and add-ons, or you can be surprised with each one. It's great for discovering new brands and products, especially for those of us who are like in a rut using the same stuff over and over and you want to switch things up. It's great for that. So go ahead and sign up for FabFitFun today, but hurry up because the boxes do sell out. Okay, girl, you can't be giving out all that kind of stuff with unlimited supplies, all right? You'll get $10 off your first box when you use code THEREAD at FabFitFun.com. That's promo code THEREAD to get over $200 worth of products for only $39.99. Again, FabFitFun.com, code THEREAD for $10 off your first box. Let them know we sent you. Let's move on.
If you are looking for a way to turn your ideas into a reality online, then look no further than Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch a project online, whether you're looking to start a new business or you just want to show off some fancy things that you have been making, or maybe you've got washboard abs and you're ready for the sunshine and you want to show us that. We welcome it all. Okay, Squarespace gives you the tools to create websites with beautiful templates created by some of the best web designers and the ability to customize pretty much anything you want with just a couple of clicks. They've also got a powerful e-commerce functionality in case you are a selling girl or boy and you want to have products shipped out, and you can help your analytics grow in real time. Everything that you need for mobile is going to be optimized right out of the box. So that means that you don't have to go through a whole separate nightmare, as we've learned doing online things before. It is just right there immediately. Your website is welcome and ready for mobile devices as well. You can simply buy domains as well, and you'll get the help that you need from Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. In case you do have any questions, Squarespace is empowering millions of people from all kinds of jobs and lifestyles. So go and start something awesome.
Yep. All you got to do is go to squarespace.com/read to start your free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code READ to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, squarespace.com/READ, offer code READ. Build something great with Squarespace. Kifuri and Crystal. All right. Wrap up the show. That's us.
Okay. So it is time for the read.
It is.
I'll start, I guess, because I just don't really have too much to say.
I don't either. Mine is very short, but go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, I guess I wanted to, what should I start with? All right, so I heard, or read on People, I believe, that Wendy Williams' soon-to-be ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, is blaming her for the current static in his relationship with their son.
Oh my God.
You know, we talked about the son decking him outside of some store that were at. And I read he says that she's poisoning him and that they, you know, mentally, I guess.
Sure.
And that they had a perfectly great relationship before all of this drama started.
I bet y'all did.
Now, if this is true, and I want to say that it probably is, because it wouldn't be the first time that a nigga has said something like this, I'm just so tired of this. This nigga, like, their son is like 19 years old.
Right.
Everybody knows what you cheated on his mama. You had a whole side chick on his mama, publicly taking pictures on vacays and stuff, putting her in cars, having a whole ass baby on the side, giving her rings. All of this stuff is public. Poisoning. She don't have to say anything. She doesn't have to say anything to him. Sir. I hate that, and especially because I'm such a mama's boy.
Right.
I can't with it. I read that shit and I'm just like, no, sir, we're not about to do this shit. Do not, after all of the shit that this woman has been like sitting back trying to act like, oh, if you don't see me with my ring off, I'm sticking with my man. Mm-hmm. Trying to start foundations with your ass and put up this front and all of this other stuff until enough was fucking enough. And now this son, who's about to be a grown ass man soon,
right,
is being influenced by his mama. No, he's pissed at you for being a horrible ain't shit ass nigga.
And, you know,
and disrespecting his goddamn mama. And embarrassing her. Not to mention God knows what else. So
it's just been easier to assume that instead of that his mama was poisoning him. Like he's a big old boy. He knows what's going on here.
Ain't nobody got to brainwash that nigga. Ooh, he knows as well as the rest of us what the fuck is going on. And he's rightfully pissed. Take your licks.
Like, sorry, you did this. These are the consequences. Sorry, you got to deal with it.
There's a Benjamin.
I mean, you go ahead and lay down. You tired? You know, stretch first, because it's waiting on you. It's waiting on you.
And then only other thing I want to say is shout out to all of the people who were extremely pissed at Alabama for their abortion.
Oh, right.
Banning and things like that, but seemed to have no issue when news came out about Alabama banning this episode of Arthur.
Oh my God. I did hear about this.
I
Mr. Ratburn got married.
The dual, emotions here. So Yeah, there's some episode, I guess the season premiere of Arthur, which was news to me that it still came on.
Right.
Yeah, Mr. Ratburn had like a catering affair or some shit like that because he's getting married to
somebody. I don't know who that was.
Another male animal. Okay. I don't know if he too is rat or what said he claims, but
let me see if I can find
same sex cartoon love affair. Oh, he looks to be the same thing as Arthur in Aardvark, maybe. I don't know. I can't tell what these niggas are.
Wow.
But,
Mr. Ratburn husband.
Yeah, I just found it really funny that...
You do look Aardvarkish.
That so many of y'all were pointing out all of the bullshit coming out of Alabama when we were discussing your right to do what you want with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then, mere weeks later... Here we are talking about them doing something else really stupid. And y'all don't have issues with this. Right. Cartoons are not going to make your kids gay, folks. There aren't really any outside stimuli that are going to like influence your kids' love interest, sexuality, gender identity, or anything else. Especially not fucking cartoons. If anything, if your kid watched Arthur and even realized that Mr. Ratburn right. was getting married to the same sex, if anything, maybe they would ask you, hey, what's this boy getting married to boy thing about? And then you would have to explain to them that this is a thing that happens. But again... y'all don't want to do that.
Right.
You don't want to like instill any form of tolerance in your children. And honestly, I would say that it's almost a blessing in disguise that so many of your kids won't see these types of things. Because if they did come to you for information about how these things worked, they would probably receive whatever poison it is that you would spit out on the subject and then go in the world with that, gay or not.
Right.
You know, so it's probably best that they don't get information on how same sex affairs work from your ass anyway. Just the way it's probably also a blessing that you're fighting for your right to not have kids at all. So I just wanted to point out the fact, again, guys, seeing two cartoons of the same sex get married or love each other is not going to make your kids gay. All it's going to let them know is that gay people exist in the world, which they're going to find out anyway.
This is just...
And so I'm just so incredibly exhausted with having to continue talking about this. If, like, if examples are representation of love influenced... our sexuality, I would very much be straight.
Right, okay.
I've seen way more straight couples in cartoons and films
in life.
And shows in life around me from all of the early ages. Not to mention people telling me from very early age that, you know, it's wrong to be gay and this and that and the third. So here I am, still loving dicks. And so I just don't understand.
Regardless of how other people feel about it.
Do you feel like there was just some cartoon that came on that didn't get blocked that day and they gave me the gay? I just don't understand what it is that y'all think, and it's really, it's tiresome. Like, I don't even care if the kid sees these episodes or not.
Right.
You know, because as far as cartoons go,
this is
when I was a child, and even the cartoons I watch today, I just be wanting to have a good, time.
Right.
I just wanted the cartoon to be funny and fun to look at, things like that. And if I learn something dope in the process, or if I take a lesson away from that cartoon, that's a bonus. Y'all trying to like implant all of this dumb into your babies, I just worry. But. Yeah, that's it. I just thought that it was quite interesting that so many of y'all were taking huge dumps on Alabama and then were like, oh, well, I live for this.
Yeah, I saw the comments on the Shade Room and I was reminded that humanity has a long, long way to go. But you cannot legislate away or like pretend away homosexuality. People are not going to stop being gay simply because you don't like it. And this just is incredibly ignorant, but... also not shocking. So
I just want for y'all to get out of the mindset that Arthur is going to put a switch in your kid's hip. It's not going to happen. Like, it isn't. I don't know how to better explain that there isn't a nurturing that is involved with whatever or whoever your child loves, how your child loves. Like, there isn't.
Right.
If anything, your behavior and your the way that you communicate with your kid will just affect the way that they express love. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to change who it is that they fall in love with or sleep with or whatever. Right. So
it doesn't change anything. Just, you know, makes things harder for the kids who are coming up.
All the more reason to be pro-choice, honey. Because my word, some of y'all don't need to raise kids.
And that is a word all by itself. Amen.
That's it for me.
All right. My read this week goes out to the gentrifiers of this world.
Ooh, so many.
So many of you.
Just all over the place.
However, it happened to me. Hashtag it happened to me yesterday. I was walking up to my building with a bunch of heavy, like, groceries or something. I had, like, a big bag from Whole Foods or whatever. And I see two niggas standing outside the building by the buzzer, by the little call box. And I can tell immediately that they are from a moving company because they have on matching outfits. They are carrying those blue carpet things that people use when they move.
Right.
They have those rolly wheel things that people put furniture on to wheel shit out. And they are standing in front of a moving van with the company's name on it. So with all these context clues, the signs, I figured this out. I come up to the door. They're standing outside of it. So I figure they probably buzz somebody who's coming downstairs or something like that. So I put my key fob up to the thing, buzz the door. And as I go to pull it, a white woman comes out of the building, looks me in my face.
I know she didn't.
And says, "You're going to need permission to go upstairs." I said, immediately I thought, this white woman must work for Con Edison or something. There must be a gas leak in the building and it hasn't been cleared and I need permission from like the fire department before I go upstairs.
When did you hit her?
I looked at her face. I said, "I need permission to go up to my own apartment in my own building." She said, "Oh, you live here?"
What the fuck is wrong with crackers, bro?
One of the niggas behind me said,
This happened to me multiple buildings in this city.
One of the niggas behind me said, "Yes, she just swiped her, like she just buzzed her damn key."
That's the reason the door is open.
The woman said, "Can I see your key?"
Are you kidding me?
I said,
"Are you fucking kidding me?"
I said, "Bitch."
You should have punched her in the stomach.
So while she's asking me, like, do I have like clearance to come into the building? Do I have a key or whatever?
In Harlem!
The white man who was like, who the moving kids had buzzed down, is coming downstairs at the same time. And so he's like in the lobby or whatever. So me and this white woman are like, we're about to fight, honestly, at this point, because I see exactly what happened. She had been standing in the foyer guarding the door because she didn't want to go outside and then those black boys have the opportunity to come into the building, you know, behind her. She wanted to make sure they got buzzed in or whatever. Even though it's very clear they're here to move somebody and get some shit done. Like, you could have just chilled on that, because as long as your apartment is locked, you don't really have no issues. We don't have break-ins and robberies and shit in this building. Like, girl, these men posed 0% threat. So I figured that out immediately, what she had actually done. But then for her to come for me as well and then ask to see my keys on top of it, when I let that bitch out, when I tell you she scurried like a fucking subway rat down the street, I said, "I know that's fucking right. I know you did, because I'm about to lay into your ass, bitch." If you are scared of black people, guess where you ought not live. Just guess. It's a wild guess. Guess where you should not move, bitch. To Harlem. Do you know anything about Harlem, USA? Do you know anything about the Black Renaissance? Do you know anything about the history of this place? Do you know anything about the people who made Harlem what it is? No. You know that you found way cheaper rent for a way nicer apartment than what you could get downtown in Soho or wherever the fuck else that you really want to live. So you brought your ass up here, but you brought your racism with you. And sweetheart, when I tell you I'm absolutely not the one, bitch, you're gonna get cussed out. I cannot wait to see this bitch again in the building, because every time I'm be like, "Do you need to see my keys again? Do you need to know, like, do you want to see my lease?"
No, you should ask to see hers.
I really
that's what I would do every time I saw her. "I need to see your keys. Excuse me, wait. Hey,
do you live here, bitch?"
I'm calling the authorities. I'm calling the police.
Do you live here, bitch? bitch, why are you over here worried about me? I just have to be safe because I don't know if people are coming in the building. I'm like, oh.
Nobody fucking cares about you.
In the middle of Harlem.
Sarah Ann.
I do not understand. Sis, you live in the dead center of blackness. I went outside and looked, like maybe 15 minutes later, just went outside and looked around. It is still, even with gentrification doing its best, still very fucking black in Harlem.
It's Harlem.
It's Harlem, bitch. It's Harlem. I don't give a fuck how many of you Lululemon, Greek yogurt eating ass bitches come up here jogging at night and shit.
Your
white boys walking these big ass dogs, just fucking hounds that y'all got walking around this fucking place, driving up the rent and all this other shit. I do not give a fuck. It's still black. And so if you're scared of us, don't move into our fucking neighborhoods. It's that simple.
You just could not. We would love it if you didn't.
You could just not live in Harlem. Go share a studio in fucking anywhere, Chelsea. Nigga. Anywhere. Chelsea. Yes. Go do that. Go on to Williamsburg and all that other shit. Midtown, Upper West Side, Upper East Side. Just go anywhere the fuck else.
I will never forget when I lived over on like 139th and I was coming up out of the train early New York years. And it was one of those packed rush hour, everybody's getting home moments. And some white woman off the train was like complaining about it being like shoulder to shoulder as everybody was trying to get out of the subway, like up the stairs.
Girl, are you
And
you
this
new?
Older black man, I'm sure I talked about this on the show before, this older black man shouted at the top of his lungs, "But take your white ass back downtown then." I want you to know, everyone on the platform open mouth cackled at that stupid white woman.
For real though, take your white ass back downtown if you have an issue with seeing niggas in your neighborhood. You scared of two black men? And like, I know good and fucking well, and she do too, that if it was two white boys in the exact same outfits carrying the exact same shit, she probably would have held the door open for them so they could have gone inside.
Absolutely.
Everything about this says they're here in a professional capacity. Every fucking thing. The niggas are in uniforms. They're carrying moving shit. They're outside of a moving van. They're not here to hurt you or take your shit or anything else, Susan. Pack your shit up and carry your ass back below 96th Street where you belong and leave us the fuck alone. How about you do that? If you have not gotten rid of your racist fucking tendencies, if you haven't actually done the work about like your internalized racism as a white person, which you definitely have or have worked through, it's one or the other, then you do not need to bring your goofy lily white ass up into our fucking neighborhoods. It's bad enough that y'all bring money that we don't have and force out families and shit like that. It's bad enough. But then to act like you scared of us? My building is not even mostly white. It's a good mix of white people, black people. It's like, it is called a diverse building. Like, you should not be scared. You should not be asking people who buzz themselves into the fucking building whether they have a key to go upstairs or not. Like, she actually stood at the door and told me I could not go inside. I needed permission.
Honestly, the do you live here?
Woo!
The do you live here thing is like entry level white.
It's too much.
But she took it up to a completely new level, asking me to see
assumed.
Her keys. Like, I would have gone to jail.
She assumed that I had no place there. That I could not possibly live there. I almost said, I'm sure my rent is higher than yours, and I don't have no man paying half of it neither.
I've done that.
But she walked, when I tell you, I called her a bitch, and she ran away. Like, she got the fuck out of there. And I'm like, I know that's fucking right, bitch, because you was about to fully get it today with me.
I have fully told a white woman before in my building, yes, I live here and I pay the rent alone. I don't have anybody helping
And
me.
I pay it by myself, bitch.
So,
do you have a rich husband paying your rent? Because that's what it smells like over here. How about you leave me the fuck alone? I'm paying real bills. What are you doing? Do you live here? I cannot wait to see her again.
We're going to have to just start pushing
Security.
White people in the street and black neighborhoods. Like, we're probably going to have to, like, start like really getting the message across.
We really don't have to.
I don't understand the nerve of some of y'all.
I just had a great idea. I'm going to print out signs that say, if you're scared of black people, move out, and put them on every floor. Security, I mean, you know, the management is going to catch me. We have cameras, but that's all right.
Because I've seen way pettier
I'm
letters.
Proving a fucking point.
I've seen way pettier notes. Like,
I'm just
honestly,
annoyed. I'm really fucking annoyed.
You have a lot of nerve to move to predominantly black neighborhoods.
Yes.
And then, like,
be scared
accost
of niggas.
Us with your prejudice.
Right.
You couldn't have possibly come to look at this place and not realize that there was predominantly Negroes.
I mean, girl, it's Harlem. You knew, because constantly outside are Negro people, black and brown people all over the street all day long.
You stand out way more than we do. Because it is Harlem.
You do. When we see you, we turn around and run.
Like, what? How are you lost? How are you confused?
Oh, my God. Friend, when I tell you, she was about to absolutely get it from me. She really was. It was about to be the end of her little feelings. Her whole fucking day was about to be shot dealing with me. But
in this new building I moved in, I'd be like, you know what? I'm so glad. Because it's like mostly Asian people that live in my building.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, so they're just looking at the rest of us. Like, who the fuck?
Who the fuck are y'all?
Goddamn trolls. Because they're very much like crazy rich Asians in my building. The girls are coming off the elevator and they're Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. And they're just having a great time.
Oh, so I know I'm like,
as long as I know.
And be dressing too.
Damn.
It's something about Asian women in New York City. They dress better than anybody in the whole fucking world.
I love it.
You really ain't got shit on the Asian women up here. Nobody does. You cannot touch their style. It's incredible.
Across the board, wherever you're going for. If you're goth,
no matter what it is, no matter what. They have an eye for any, like, they just like, they be pulling off some incredible outfits. That ain't the point. Don't ask me, do I fucking live here, bitch?
Don't be fucking dumb.
Do you live here, bitch? I could see if we was going up to some, you know, 60-foot high-rise in the financial district. Like, I could see then, like, what is this little nigger bitch doing here? You know you don't belong here.
I don't want you, look, and I'll still cuss you out.
You still got me fucked up. Yeah, yes, I am here to rob you. And what, bitch?
That's gonna make me mad too, because, bitch, do you know how much fucking work a nigga has to put in being black?
Okay.
And queer. And,
right, all this shit.
And broke as fuck to get to a place where you goddamn right I motherfucking live here. Whew. And ask me something again so I could toss your ass out one of these windows, bitch.
Wait to see that bitch.
Go
again.
Home. Go to where you live.
Which one of these apartments is yours? Carry your ass up there and don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing.
I hate that. Woo. The nerve of you. Bitch, please. Why don't you go and why don't you get a house?
You know what? It sounds to me like you need to move way out in Queens or take your ass up to Yonkers,
so
White Plains.
The only person walking into the building or should be walking into people is and people you know.
You need to live somewhere where don't nobody have a key to the front door but you. That's where you need to go. Because this ain't it for you, bitch. And that's it. I was so annoyed. I said, let me.
Believe
that's
this
all right.
Bitch.
I'm going to cuss the bitch out on the show. I was going to cuss her out to her face had she not ran. But
let
I think she realized exactly how much she had me fucked up as she got out of there. Stupid bitch.
Let me see your keys.
Woo, let me see your lease.
The amount of work and time and care that it must take for Negroes to like build a community where they feel a sense of comfort, regardless of how the rest of your city or your town or your state shits on those areas. To be like, this is our park. My cousin lives down there. My best friend grew up in that fucking building. And like, and really have a home that is yours. And Harlem, again, is one of those places, and it's not even the only black neighborhood in this city alone, that is so full of culture and so full of like things to be proud of as far as being a black American person. For these white people to just come based off of like convenience and finance and then be talking to us.
Close to Midtown.
Like, motherfuckers weren't raised here. Like, people got great grandmamas.
Right.
That's from this block.
Right. And y'all calling the police because you heard the ice cream man. Remember last year, some bitch called the police on the ice cream man? In East Harlem or something, they were like, if you don't shut the fuck up.
It has to be so hard not to slap the shit out of some of these white people.
She was going
to fully get
it.
Because the audacity is just infuriating.
It's incredible.
It's infuriating.
It
Stop
really
it. It's really bad enough that y'all are literally driving so many people out of the place that they've known for their whole fucking lives because you come in and the fucking rent shoots up and now we got crepes and sushi and all this goddamn food that didn't nobody want or ask for.
Right.
And then on top of that, and you know it. Gentrification ain't no secret.
Right.
I mean, you want to be an asshole on top of that? Thank your lucky stars that people are not putting knuckles to your septum.
Right. Because I know them. I know if them niggas wasn't like in a work capacity, they probably would have wanted to beat her ass because she had been standing there like a dummy. Like,
who are y'all?
This is not your building, bitch. You're not the fucking super. You are not the fucking doorman. Go on about your life. You know what you can do to keep yourself safe? Keep your windows shut and your doors locked when you're not at home. You're fine, bitch. This is not no high crime building. You're fine. Ugh, it was just so fucking ridiculous. And again, wow. In Harlem of all fucking, like, you could not have gone anywhere blacker to
you
do this.
You legit have nerve.
You.
Like, you have gall.
Jesus, I just asked for the opportunity to see this bitch one more time. That's all what? I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
When I tell you, I would have dropped my bag, my pocketbook, my keys, anything that is in my hands, I'm dropping to the floor. And I'm just starting with, let me tell you something, man. Bitch.
She didn't even run. It was a scurry. She scurried away as quickly as she possibly could. Because she knew it was not going to end well for her. That bitch was clear and it was concise and it was ready. It was a whole paragraph was coming afterwards.
I walked past this man in my building that I just moved. I've been in this building like 3 months maybe. Mm-hmm. I walked past him and I saw him with like, I saw him begin to ask me.
Oh no.
Like, do you live here? But you know, I always have headphones on right. when I'm walking. I think I just, I had walked back in with Link.
Oh, so you're in there with your dog.
I'm delivering a dog.
Oh, he probably thought you were like a professional yeah, dog walker.
I'm a Postmates.
He was about to ask, like, can you walk my dog? What are your rates? Stop assuming black people cannot possibly live in your building, bitch.
I cut an eye to him. I wasn't even listening. There was no music even playing. Right. So I heard, like, I could hear him.
Right.
I just cut my eyes at him and kept walking.
Because I'm thinking, I've never seen this bitch before. I've probably been living here longer than you have. Half of these white people I can recognize. I be seeing them niggas in the laundry room and all this other shit. Like, girl, who are you? Anyway, white people, again.
I don't have the temper.
Don't move to black spaces and then act like you scared of black people.
It's illogical. Right. It makes no sense.
Carry your ass back home then, bitch. And on that note, that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Check us out on social media at This Is The Read. Our website as well, thisistheread.com. Any news this week, Kid Fury?
I have a party coming up on June 30th at Haven Rooftop. It's going to be a ball. I think it's during World Pride.
Ooh.
It's almost always during New York Pride, but I think New York has World Pride every couple years. I don't know how the pride thing works.
Okay, okay.
But it's sure to be a wang dang doodle. And there's going to be loads of Megan Thee Stallion playing and Trina, well, of course. Well. And loads of other things to shake that ass to. So you can go to fury305.com if you want to get some tickets to come out. If you've been before, then you already know how it goes. Leave your inhibitions at the fucking door. Come out, have a good time. It's a no judgment zone. Yeah, I think it'll be a good time.
Amen. We will also be in Washington, D.C. on June 22nd. Tickets available at vreadlive.com if you want to come check us out. And other than that, I think that's it for this week. Do we have anything else before we get out of here?
I feel like instead of acronyms, I'm going to start ending the show with like a more you know thing.
Okay.
So like a line that is meant to be enriching and, okay. and provide yes. some sort of knowledge mm-hmm. or maybe like a life hack or something
like a proverb?
Like that for you. Yeah.
Okay.
So for this week, I will end on this note. Never forget to microwave your Krispy Kreme donut for 8 to 10 seconds after you get it. Now, if it's hot now, you're probably good to just eat fresh.
Right.
But when you get a Krispy, mm-hmm. 8 to 10 seconds, and really this can be said for many other pastries, honey buns, you know, things like
them flaky
that.
Shits. What are them shits?
Croissant.
No. Although yes, but them things with the filling inside.
A Danish.
Yes, a Danish.
You could, even a churro. A churro. Ooh, you know, okay. I love a good
those
churro.
Are, yeah, festive.
So, yes, the more you know, I'll have a different tag maybe next time. But, yes, 8 to 10 seconds for a creamed crispy. And we'll see you next
time. Bye, y'all.